Today we had a viewing of Third and Long, talking about African Americans and football, and from 1946 to roughly about 1970s. We had about 550 students here today. It was awesome for them to get a chance to see the struggles that African Americans had in football, and kind of talk about some of the things as far as diversity and inclusion is concerned today.
Yeah, I think it was very important to show, you know, sort of a history of diversity in the National Football League from an African American standpoint, with guys like Jim Brown and John Wooten and Bill Willis and some of these groundbreaking, revolutionary football icons who really got their start with the Cleveland Browns.
It means a great deal for me to be here because as someone who's of mixed race, you know, I'm a product of diversity. It's something I take pride in because of my personal story, and so I enjoy an event that promotes diversity.
And I think it's important for students to know that we aren't just at this place by happenstance. It didn't just happen. A lot of people have had to sacrifice and work hard to get us here, and to hopefully appreciate and respect that history so that they can contribute at the same level of commitment and dedication that the people before them had to deliver.
I hope it was sort of eye-opening. It sort of sparked some interest in not only the history of the National Football League, but the history of diversity in this country and how long, you know, not only African Americans, but all nationalities, all races, and all genders, how far we have come and how far we still have to go for us to get where we really feel equal and feel that diversity has brought us to where we need to be. So.